Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
First of all, I'd like to acknowledge those of you who are here perhaps for the first time, lost a loved one in the course of the last year, buried here in the cemetery. Your loved ones and you yourselves are very much in our prayers this day. The celebration of All Souls is a time when we pray for the deceased. We also pray for those who've been left behind. Years ago, I was told that there had been kind of an unusual priest in Oklahoma who would sometimes begin his funeral masses saying, in effect, "We are gathered here today to pray for so-and-so who has passed from this life and, God willing, has made it safely into purgatory." "We lift up our prayers to God for him and all the poor souls in purgatory, that their time in that purifying torment will be shortened by our prayers and by all the masses celebrated for his intention, that he may thereby pass quickly from purgatory into the glory of heaven, that place of eternal joy." Okay, maybe I've embellished a little bit, but you get the idea. We pray for the dead. And we believe that the dead can benefit from our prayers. Indeed, that is what is most distinctive about Catholic funerals. We've come to pray for the deceased, not merely celebrate their life, as if that were all there is. We begin every Mass, except a funeral Mass, with a penitential rite in which we acknowledge that we are sinners and ask God to forgive us. In funerals, we still ask God to forgive us, like at the Lamb of God and other parts of the Mass, but the penitential rite in a funeral is replaced by the rite of receiving the body at the entrance to the church, sprinkling the body with holy water as a reminder of baptism, through which the deceased was set free from the power of sin and death, and then prayers throughout the Mass in which we acknowledge that the deceased is a sinner, and so we're asking God to forgive him or her, which makes it feel really odd when we attend a funeral that comes out more like a Mass of canonization than a Mass in which we have come to plead for God's mercy for our loved one. If the funeral Mass of Mother Teresa and Pope John Paul II included all our traditional prayers for God's mercy, doesn't it make sense that the rest of us, who are not quite so evidently saintly, might just need a bit of God's mercy as well? This is also why we have All Souls Day, which you won't find in those churches whose funerals are merely a celebration of a life, with no thought that the deceased might benefit from some prayers. And while we pray spontaneously for deceased loved ones on the anniversaries of their deaths, on All Souls Day, we lift up our prayers also for those who have no one to pray for them, a beautiful expression of the communion of saints. We pray for the spiritual welfare of countless people who may be in purgatory, whom we have never met, but with whom we are united in faith and in the mystical body of Christ. We, the church militant, still struggling against evil in this life, praying for the church suffering in purgatory, with the church triumphant of those already in heaven, interceding for us and for the poor souls in purgatory. One of the things that I've noticed over the years is that people of faith, and in particular Catholics who really live their faith, grieve differently. And today's celebration is one of the reasons why. Namely, that death does not really separate us in any definitive or lasting way. Not only is our separation temporary, something that all Christians acknowledge, it is also only a physical separation, because spiritually, we're not separated at all. Hence, our prayers for the deceased unite us across the boundary between this life and the next. And the intercession of the saints unites us also across the boundary between purgatory and heaven. So today, united with all the angels and saints, we lift up our prayers to God, not only for the eternal rest of those who have gone before us, not just for the eternal rest, as if resting were the main thing, but also for their eternal share in the glory of God's kingdom, to which they already belonged in this life, and which we all hope to share fully in the next.